What do you think? What was Sylvester? If Sylvester Stallone had not removed his helmet, was he? If Sylvester Stallone had not removed his helmet during what did they call it? Sim sex. Was he going to ejaculate?
We don't know. Is it a physical in the pants? I mean, it seemed like they don't get too sloppy. Like it's a mental one, but
I mean, it was definitely enjoyable. I mean, he was weirded out because he wasn't used to it, but he was not enjoying what was going on.
He was not enjoying
it. He was not enjoying it. I mean, yeah.
He was not enjoying it.
I mean, you gotta like the there's something to be said about having absolutely safe connection with someone you just met. Like that's not terrible. Like, you know,
yeah, maybe, without getting pregnant.
Maybe fluid transfer isn't illegal, but you know, on a first date, you know, maybe have some helmet sex. You know, let's not, you know, let's not
don't knock it till you try it.
Let's not have any accidents just yet. You know, let's ease into this. And third date is fluid transfer time. Oh, thank you, everybody. Go watch Demolition Man.
Thanks for Patreoning. Get your Patreon.
Thank you so much. Please get your Patreon. Tell other people where to get their Patreon. Patreon.com/soundsawesome. It's great. We got time travel adjacent movies, such as Demolition Man. And we have fantasy-ish movies from the Wheel of Time crew. We just did Big Trouble in Little China, people. Like, you can listen to us talk about Demolition Man and Big Trouble in Little China in the same day.
Wait, where'd you do Big Trouble in Little China?
It's for our Wheel of Time fantasy Patreon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, but I have officially, like, combined our Patreons. It's just one big Patreon.
Nice.
Now. So every 2 weeks, you get, I alternate between a time pop, time travel adjacent podcast and a Wheel of Time fantasy, not Wheel of Time fantasy movie.
Double your Patreon, double your fun, double your Patreon with Double Mint Com.
And if you want another free podcast, head on over to Movies R Us, where me and Justin and Jeremy are talking about all the kinds of movies that are made based on play properties, board games, video games, toys. If you could find it at Movies R Us, speaking of the 1990s, holy shit. If you remember Toys R Us, you are our fans. And if they turned any of that weird stuff into a film, we're going to talk about it over at Movies R Us. And that one is
do it
all free, everybody.
Get your fun on and your Patreon on.
And your Patreon.
Hey.
Oh, they're about ready to do the hunka chunka.
Hunka chunka. No, you know what? I want a meat and I want medium rare and I want a cigarette and I want to take a cigarette because I like it. And that's what I like to do. And I like to talk fast and I do these rants because I think they're funny and it makes me a badass. And I got a career of just doing this. There was a point where he couldn't do that. After like a year of doing it, he's like, okay, you can't just do this one gimmick any longer.
Well, and especially, yeah. Well, because he did his whatever, I can't remember what his stand-up was called that year, but it was basically just that.
Yeah.
Just him. How do you do that much cocaine before going on stage and then make jokes about doing cocaine? That's a brave, brave stand-up comedian.
That's comedy in those times. I'm glad I'm recording this part.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.